General McChrystal's spat with the White House becomes irreconcilable differences, and he's relieved of his command. The president says the change was necessary, but the Afghans aren't so sure.
General Stanley McChrystal has been a trusted partner, and he has been one of the most important figures in this partnership.
That's a representative from the Afghan president. But even this Afghan journalist was swayed by McChrystal's very public and immediate apology for casualties in the Marja offensive.
For the Afghan people, and I'm one of Afghans, it makes a lot of difference for us that if somebody admits that he did something wrong, although it was very bad, but at least he admits it and he says sorry for it. So that makes a lot of difference.
Personnel changes are made in the American military, and the impact is felt half a world away. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, June 24th, one of the most public internationally known firings.
Personnel management at a very high level at the White House. Yeah, that's for sure. Let's get a check of the morning's top news story. McChrystal is out, Petraeus is in, and General Petraeus has already turned around a struggling U.S. war once. President Obama is hoping he can do it again.
He has my full confidence, and I am urging the Senate to confirm him for this new assignment as swiftly as possible.
From the sound of the bipartisan chorus on Capitol Hill yesterday, that won't be a problem.
Dave Petraeus is our best hope.
He provides strength and he provides continuity.
The hearing for General Petraeus's confirmation will probably be the fastest in the history of the Armed Services Committee.
Strong words of support there from Senators Lindsey Graham, Carl Levin of Michigan, and John McCain of Arizona. Petraeus takes over at a critical time. June is now the deadliest month of the nine-year-old war, with at least 80 NATO soldiers killed this month.
Joining us now is David Kilcullen, author of the new book, Counterinsurgency. He was an advisor to both General David Petraeus in Iraq and General Stanley McChrystal in Afghanistan. And David, yesterday we spoke to a retired Army Colonel Jack Jacobs, and I wanted you to listen to what he had to say.
I think he's probably the wrong guy for the job in the first place. He's been very, very focused his entire career on special operations, which is only part of the exercise in Afghanistan.
What do you think about that? Was General Stanley McChrystal perhaps the wrong fit in the beginning?
Actually, I would say I think he was very focused on what needed to be done in Afghanistan and was a pretty good fit. And as the Afghans you just heard from said, he had a pretty good relationship. Having said that, if anybody can take it on further from what he did, it would be Dave Petraeus.
Okay, we're going to talk about this more with David Kilcullen in just a moment.
Pakistani court has convicted five Americans on terror charges and sentenced each to at least 10 years in prison. The five young Muslims from the Washington, D.C. area were arrested in December. BP says it's capturing oil again from the massive Gulf spill. The containment cap had to be removed and repositioned after a deep-sea robot bumped into it. And the FAA has authorized the use of unmanned drone aircraft along the U.S.-Mexican border.
A bill extending jobless benefits has stalled in the Senate again after Republicans and Democrats couldn't reach a compromise. That means about 200,000 jobless people a week will lose their benefits. And people are lining up at Apple stores around the country this morning. They're trying to get their hands on the latest iPhone. That was the phone that was stolen, if you remember, from one of the developers after he had a few too many.
They're trying to buy the stolen phone?
No, they're
for sale now.
Right. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down as well. The Dow will start at 10,298. The S&P opens at 1,092. The NASDAQ at 2,254. Well, there are many very popular social networking sites, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. They're ubiquitous. They change the way we talk to our friends, family, coworkers even. Are they changing the way that gay people come out or are outed by others? We're going to talk about shifting social boundaries online in a few minutes.
I'm guessing it is changing. I'm guessing. President Obama says U.S. policy in Afghanistan won't change following the departure of General McChrystal. Can that possibly be true? We'll talk about it in just a moment.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.